WTAW News Time is 8:05, approaching 8:06. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The BCS Chamber of Commerce held its annual banquet Monday night.
More than 400 in attendance heard from incoming Chairman Rich White of the Villa Maria HEB. Among his goals is communicating the importance of successful businesses in our community.
It is a plea for all of us to represent our business as well, and to do what we can to strengthen our business community.
And among the observations of departing Chairman Glenn Brewer of American Momentum Bank.
Our nonprofits, our churches, our schools all thrive when our businesses are thriving.
Citizens of the Year were Randy and Brenda Sims. Volunteer of the Year was Scott Simpson. And the Chamber's Ambassador of the Year was J. Paul Teal. Featured speaker, Dr. Gerald Parker, is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the Texas A&M Health Science Center's Center for Innovation and Advanced Development and Manufacturing. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You're invited this evening to watch the debut of a 40-minute video presentation honoring General Earl Rutter and four other Aggies who served with distinction at the Battle of the Bulge. It's part of the Aggies Go to War exhibit that will open next month in Belgium, commemorating the 70th anniversary of the battle. The presentation is in the Rutter Theater this evening at 8. There's no admission charge. You'll hear more about the video and the exhibit right here on the Infomaniacs later this hour. The longtime leader of the St. Joseph Health System has died. Sister Gretchen Kuntz died Sunday at the age of 75, 2 years after retiring from a 31-year career. Governmental Affairs and Community Benefit Officer Tim Ottinger was hired by Sister Gretchen 17 years ago. He says she would tolerate a brief period of sadness in her passing.
She would want us to put our energy back into the work of caring for individuals, as she always did. She would want us to move forward and not take a long time or too much time memorializing her or being sad over her, but getting back to the work, because that work is always there, she reminded us.
Kuntz served as president and chief executive from 1981 through 2005, then stayed another 7 years with the St. Joseph Foundation. Plans are being made for a local memorial service. College Station firefighters are looking into what started a small fire Monday morning at Pebble Creek Elementary School. CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says the sprinkler system was activated due to the amount of smoke.
And so we had to move a few things around as far as where classes are being held. But everyone's back in the building. They were back in the building inside of an hour after the fire department cleared the rest of the building. And it's pretty much business as usual for the rest of the day at Pebble Creek.
Glenwinkle says the fire started in an in-class bathroom in the kindergarten wing, forcing an evacuation that lasted about 1 hour. No one was hurt. College Station police are looking for a mother and son who were walking dogs Monday night around 6. One of the dogs bit a man on his leg south of the Ringer Library on San Pedro. More information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 8:09. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you in about 22 minutes, 8:30, and anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care, focused on you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:09, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, and time to check the forecast.
A relatively cloudy and warm election day across the region, with temperatures today between 75 and 80. As the day goes on, we could see a shower or thunderstorm pop up. Chance of some showers and storms tonight. There could be some heavy downpours late, lows near 60. Showers, thunderstorms, they're possible tomorrow, turning noticeably cooler, 60 to 65. Showers end tomorrow night. It starts to clear, lows near 50. Mostly sunny, comfortable Thursday, a high around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Right now we're looking at 62 degrees. I'm Kevin O'Connor, and as is the case on several Tuesdays anyway, it's Ladies Day, because we have the friends from the Presence Valley, or I'm sorry, the Aggie Land Humane Society. I still want to call that the shelter.
Everyone knows what it is.
Yeah. And Alicia from the Chamber of Commerce. Before we get there, because we do have the ladies, there might still be a wage gap, but according to Oxford University, we now have the same amount of free time as guys do for the first time ever.
Oh, huh. I don't
think it's because men, And it's because men today actually help with the housework. That's according to the University of Iowa. And they're both have this really unpleasant grin.
Listen not to those hearty house. Chuckles.
No. Yeah. I do it all.
So we'll start off with you, Leah. Leah, what's going on with the Aggieland Humane Society?
Well, you know, I was looking at the events yesterday to put this all together for this week's Radio Spots and went, holy moly, we're busy. Every weekend this month, we have something going on. And it starts with this weekend. We're at PetSmart. So that's normal PetSmart hours, 11 to 2. You can visit with dogs that are generally in foster care, and they're coming out to visit with potential adopters and so forth. We usually know a little bit more about them because they are in foster care. A lot of times the dogs at the shelter, we know the date they came in and the street they came off of. And that's about all we know in our best guess
and
on breed.
Pick up some temperament on over time, but
you know,
obviously
we'll
not right off the bat.
We'll figure it out over time and so forth. And you know, our staff does a really good job, but ultimately we don't always know a whole lot. When they go to foster care, we learn everything you would just as if, obviously, if you took it home. So we're learning that, figuring out, you know, what its little quirks are and stuff like that, because it helps give folks a little bit better idea of what they're getting into. And, you know, that foster home can often be, some of them want to be a resource for that potential adopter in the future. So we're always looking for folks to obviously be a foster home
sure.
as well. So PetSmart this Saturday, 11 to 2. And then we're in the middle of our Fall in Love half price adoptions, and that'll run till December 1st. Now, not all animals are half price, but quite a good number of them are. November 15th from 10 to 12 will be at Allen Honda for Drive for the Fur. That's a great opportunity for you to come out. Easy, go out, test drive. For every person that comes out and test drives, they'll do a $10 donation back to the shelter. So great way for you to give back. You know, maybe your cash flow is not huge, but you want to help in some way, shape, and form. And maybe you're just in the market for a new car. Even if you're not, come out and visit. You know, great opportunity there. We'll have a couple of dogs out there as well. We have a brand new event this year, November 22nd. We will be out at Sterling Subaru all day long, 10 a.m. to 4. That's even longer than the shelter hours itself. So we are planning on at least 16 dogs out at this event.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Our foster coordinator is going about plum crazy right now. So again, if you're interested in foster care, give her a call. And we'll be out there for an adoption event. We're working out all the finite details on that. But
congratulations to Cornerstone.
Sorry about
we're
that.
Looking at possibly at least half price, if not free adoption. So watch our Facebook page, and I will have more as we get closer to that. The following weekend, November 29th, Santa Claus is going to stop by the shelter before he heads down
cool.
to Santa's
Aww.
Wonderland. And we'll be doing photos with Santa through the day during our business hours from 11. Usually they're about 11 to 2 so that we can get wrapped up before we actually close. And there'll be 15 minutes photo sessions, $25. And our goal is to have you leaving with those photos on a CD. So
wow.
you can go home, make your Christmas cards, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a great time right there. Now that's, I believe, the Saturday right after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So we'll be closed on Thanksgiving and Friday after Thanksgiving, but we will be open that Saturday. So you have plenty of time to groom your dogs, give them baths after the hectic Thanksgiving holiday to bring them out for those photos.
Well, you weren't kidding when you said busy.
Yes. And then the following weekend, December 6th, we will be all night long at Santa's Wonderland for our annual adoption Yay. Event and profit share with them. We had a great time out there last year. We made a wonderful, they made a wonderful donation to us afterward for the profit share portion of it. And most of the dogs we took out got adopted as Yay. Well. So
awesome.
Whole lot of fun. We'll be again out there all evening. And it was just a whole lot of fun. So for more information, go to our website or our Facebook page. We keep our Facebook page. Lauren does an amazing job keeping that up to speed and what's going on. And AggielandHumane.org is the website, or you can find us again on Facebook. Visit us weekdays 11 to 6 and Saturdays 11 to 3.
Thank you, Leah. Appreciate it very much.
No
We've got
problem.
Lucia now from the Chamber of Commerce. What's going on with you guys?
Well, we're winding down for 2014. Yay.
And she's standing over here going, nan, 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 nan.
Right. Business After Hours, we have that on November 20th at St. Joseph Express. That's the new one on 1530 Texas Avenue from 5:30 to 7, and that's a free event. That's a great way to network, so come out and enjoy that. And then Ag Breakfast. I don't know if any of y'all have been there, but it's really great. It's one of my favorite events. We have all the farmers come and cook breakfast for us, and all the food is donated from around the area.
See, I've done a morning show forever. I've never gotten to go to that, and it always sounds so good.
You really yeah. should come. And it's from 7.
You really
7
should deliver.
7. We always run out. I mean,
I know,
more
I'm
people
just
come.
Time.
But it's 7. to 8:30. I encourage you to come out. You can even bring your kids before school. I think, you know, it's a great opportunity, especially for me, who I'm like so far from the farm. And it's so great. It's great to see, you know.
And just incredibly fresh produce cooked by people that know what they're doing with it.
It's really good. It's like better than Denny's and, you know, all that. And then we have a ribbon cutting. It's a deluxe ribbon cutting at Smitty K's, November 5th. Is that tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow. And that's 12601 State Highway 30.
Oh, that's out of
College Station.
That's by the Sonic headquarters, regional headquarters building thing.
Yes, and that's 4:30 to 5:30, and he's my LB in my LB class. So go out there and see what it's about.
Leadership Brazos?
Leadership Brazos 2015. Yay. So that's it with the chamber this week, so just stay tuned.
Well, that's just nothing in comparison.
It'll probably be the same next week, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, ladies? Did we forget anything?
You know, if you are bored.
I'm not bored because we are preparing for next year. We do have the Economic Outlook Conference in January, so.
Any idea who we're going to have speak this year?
It's a secret right now, so I can't tell you.
She's just going, shut up. It is 8:16 now on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Ladies, thank you very much for coming in. We certainly do appreciate it. Coming up, we're going to do the Dow. We've also got the Aggie Report with Dave South, Kim Commando, and we'll check your headlines, plus a very special guest that we've got concerning Aggies Go to War. All that before we're done here at 9 o'clock on News Talk 1620.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
A bigger trade deficit. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The nation's trade gap widened in September. The Commerce Department reports the deficit came in at just over $43 billion. It was just under $40 billion in August. Petroleum imports were down, but imports of non-petroleum products rose to a record high. Exports were down 1.5% from August. Nationwide, average home prices eased slightly in September, according to CoreLogic, but they were still up more than 5.5% from September of last year. Business was off last week for the nation's big retailers. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were down a little more than 1.5% from the prior week. A lower growth forecast from the European Union and a further drop in oil prices could weigh on Wall Street today. The futures are lower. Burger King's adjusted third-quarter profit was in line with forecast. The fast food chain posted the biggest increase in North American same-store sales in 2 years. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, this year's Best of the Brazos winner in non-medical care. From home health care to one-on-one caregiver assistance, Cornerstone provides the best care at home. Their experienced caregivers provide 1 to 24-hour assistance with activities that allow safe and independent aging in place. Sometimes the help is temporary, such as a post-hospital stay or during an illness where safety is a concern. For more information, please contact Maggie Connerla Alexander at 979-229-4610.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Aggie football, a win this past Saturday. They defeated the University of Louisiana Monroe. 21-16 was the final. The Aggies now bowl eligible for the 2014 campaign with that sixth win of the year. Tonight, the Kevin Sumlin Show, back on the air from 7 until 8. We'll be at Wings and More on University Drive. You'll respond to questions taken from the floor, and there'll also be a toll-free number that will be given out that you can call during that hour for any questions about last week's game or about the game coming up this weekend when the Aggies take on Auburn at Auburn.
I've said it since I've been here. It's been a big key. You know, Larry Jackson and his staff have done a fabulous job with our players. The first year to really only play with 15 defensive players, 16 guys for that whole year.
Coach Kevin Sumlin responding to a question from a recent show. Tonight, 7 to 8, the Kevin Sumlin Show. We talk Aggie football for 1 hour on this radio station. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
For place 6 on the College Station School Board, vote Michael Schaefer. Michael Schaefer, experienced, dedicated, educator, leader, and family man. Michael Schaefer, committed parent and fiscal conservative, puts the interest of the students first, with a careful eye on the bottom line. With 21 years educator-administrator experience and 20 years as a local business owner, Michael Schaefer has a great perspective into the public school system.
For dedicated, passionate, and experienced community leadership, I ask you to vote for me, Michael Schaefer, for College Station School Board, place 6. Political ad paid for by Michael Schaefer, Cal McNeil, Treasurer.
Today, place is better than Craigslist. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. It's going to happen to someone else, not me. That's what Adrian used to think about identity theft. Before, he tried to buy a new car and the dealer ran his credit. He was shocked to learn that someone had racked up a $15,000 credit card balance and bought a timeshare in his name. This motivated Adrian to become a member of LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. And in the time since Adrian signed up, LifeLock's got even better. With their new LifeLock Ultimate Plus service, you're provided protection for your identity, bank, and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Look, no one can stop all identity theft. But LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus now. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10%. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
When you want to buy or sell something used online, your first thought is probably Craigslist. After all, it brought newspaper classifieds to the digital age. But there are lots of scams and also those stories of people meeting to finish transactions and getting robbed or worse. Fortunately, Craigslist isn't the only game in town. If safety is your concern, try OfferUpNow.com. You can find just about anything here, from fine art to used phones. They verify the identity of both buyers and sellers. Buyers and sellers also honestly rate each other. Nice. Now, if it's used designer clothing you're after, go to ThreadUp.com. They only sell items in great condition. If you're interested in selling your clothes, ThreadUp will send you a bag, you fill it up, drop the bag off with your postman, and they let you know the value. Easy. Find links to these sites, plus get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
At BB&T, sharing financial knowledge is our responsibility, our privilege, and our legacy. For more than 140 years, BB&T has been sharing the knowledge our clients need to move in a brighter financial direction. We also share a commitment to our community, supporting our schools, arts, and sports programs, helping businesses grow and families become homeowners. Because when you share knowledge, you share so much more. BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC, loan subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at saint-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians. Expert care focused on you.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, my name is Mike Sutherland, and I'm running for Bryan City Council. Over my previous two terms, I developed a reputation for asking the tough questions. By asking those questions, I saved BISD over $500,000 and the city millions. I will continue to ask the tough questions because when you elect me, you're electing an independent thinker who will champion your issues and will help Bryan save even more without compromising the integrity of the office. Please vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland Treasurer.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 826. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's actually taking a little vacation time. Before we head into the headlines here in just a second, let's check your forecast, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Okie doke. .com.
Shower, there thunderstorm may pop up as the day goes on. We'll be contending with cloudiness throughout the day, high 75 to 80. There's a better chance for showers and thunderstorms across the region tonight. Lows are going to fall back close to 60. Showers and thunderstorms continue into tomorrow, only 60 to 65. Then tomorrow night it starts to clear, lows near 50. We'll have a sunny day on Thursday, and the highs on Thursday will be up around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
65 degrees. The humidity's parked at 87%. We do have rain on the way, so that'll change, obviously. Southeast winds at 8 miles per hour. And the rain that we're looking at now, it's a very thin band that looks like almost an outrigger of this bigger storm that's in behind it. It goes from basically Rockdale up through Dimebox and Hearn, and then the crux, the biggest part of the storm, is like St. Angelo to Abilene and then back for, it looks like, 100-plus miles. It's a pretty big storm cell. We'll keep an eye on that for you and let you know what's going on, of course. And don't forget our election coverage later on this evening. We start at 7 o'clock from the Brazos Center in a live broadcast with our very own Bill Oliver. And then Fox News kicks it off, actually, at 6 o'clock with the national headlines and a look at the races from around the country as well. It is 828 here at News Talk 1620, WTAW. Your news is next.
I'm WTAW News Director Bill Oliver, inviting you to join the most complete and immediate election night coverage in the Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Prosperity Bank, we'll start with our comprehensive coverage live from the Brazos Center and stay with it until the final results are tallied. Election night coverage Tuesday night, November 4th, starts at 7, sponsored by Prosperity Bank, where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. Prosperity Bank, member FDIC. Election night coverage on News Talk 1620, WTAW, and online at WTAW.com.
30 never looked so good. Aerofit celebrates its 30th anniversary of enhancing the quality of life within our community. So in celebration, Aerofit is running a $30 enrollment on any membership of your choice, and you pay only $30 your first month. With 5 locations to serve you, Aerofit facilities provide weights, cardio equipment, swimming pools, personal training, group exercise, childcare, tennis, racquetball, and are open 24/7. It's no wonder Aerofit has been voted best of the Brazos 10 years in running. So what are you waiting for? Call, come by, or click aerofitclubs.com.
Aerofit for life.
WTAW News Time is 8:29. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. More than 400 heard the latest, as well as the development of the Texas A&M Health Science Center's Center for Innovation and Advanced Development and Manufacturing.
Dr. Gerald Parker, who's responsible for the day-to-day operations, was the featured speaker at the BCS Chamber of Commerce annual banquet.
But maybe the most critical part of this, and the least talked about, is our workforce development program. We can have all the facilities in the world, we can have all the bricks and mortars in the world, but if we don't have smart people that have the experience, that are trained, it's not going anywhere.
The audience also received a review of the chamber's last 12 months from departing Chairman Glenn Burr of American Momentum Bank.
That a vigorous and prosperous retail, industrial, manufacturing, construction, anything and everything under the umbrella of commerce that this is the engine that fuels a flourishing community.
Looking to the Chamber's year ahead, incoming Chairman Rich White to the Villa Maria HEB.
I look forward to getting to know many of you better throughout this coming year, but even more so, I look forward to working together with you as we work together to keep Bryan College Station the best place that we know to work, to live, and to raise our families.
Chamber's Ambassador of the Year, J. Paul Teal, Volunteer of the Year, Scott Simpson, Citizens of the Year, Brendan Randy Sims. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A familiar face at St. Joseph Health System for more than 30 years has died. Sister Gretchen Kuhn spent 24 years as chief executive, followed by 7 years with the hospital's foundation before retiring 2 years ago.
Really saw this work as mission work, and that's what she instilled in everybody else. You can be around Sister without realizing this wouldn't work. It was a mission, and you were being allowed to share this mission of the Sisters. And that was a great blessing to everybody that worked here.
Tim Ottinger, now St. Joseph's Governmental Affairs and Community Benefit Officer, was hired by Sister Gretchen 17 years ago.
She had a way about her. When she talked to a few people and made her mind up, I think most people would say it would be hard to talk Sister Gretchen out of something that she'd made her mind up that we could do. On the flip side of that, she was a sister. She was kind and compassionate. In her heyday, she probably knew half or more of all of the patients that were in the hospital at any given day and time because she just knew so many people. She knew all the staff and checked on them.
Plans are being made for a local memorial service. What started a fire Monday at Pebble Creek Elementary School remains under investigation by College Station firefighters. CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says what was described as a small fire led to an evacuation while employees put it out.
Each of our campuses have a group of staff members who are trained in the use of fire extinguishers, and so they went in and extinguished the fire. However, enough smoke was created that the fire suppression system inside the kindergarten wing was activated, and so it's pretty wet down there right now.
Glenwinkle says kindergarten classes were moved to the art and music rooms for the day. No one was hurt. College Station police spent lots of time on the freeway Monday due to crashes. That included two Monday night that shut down the northbound lanes from Rock Prairie to north of Emerald Parkway. Monday afternoon, CSPD also had separate wrecks between Southwest Parkway and Harvey Road that affected traffic in both directions. And today in Bryan, traffic will be backed up again at William Joel Bryan and the freeway as repaving and other work will close various lanes. Next month marks the 70th anniversary of the World War II's Battle of the Bulge. Bastogne, Belgium will mark the event in part with a new museum featuring, in part, the stories of General Earl Rudder and four other Texas A&M soldiers. One component of the Aggies Go to War exhibit is a 40-minute video presentation. You can see a special viewing of that video tonight at 8 in the Rudder Theater. There's no admission charge, and coming up in a few minutes here on the Infomaniacs following the news, you'll hear more about the video and the exhibit that will spend 2 years in Belgium before returning to Aggieland. A reminder, WTAW's election night coverage starts at 6 with a national update from Fox News Radio. Local results and reaction begin at 7 and continues until the races are determined. Voting locations are online at brazosvotes.org along with photo ID requirements. WTAW news time is 8:34. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At BB&T, sharing financial knowledge is our responsibility, our privilege, and our legacy. For more than 140 years, BB&T has been sharing the knowledge our clients need to move in a brighter financial direction. We also share a commitment to our community, supporting our schools, arts, and sports programs, helping businesses grow and families become homeowners. Because when you share knowledge, you share so much more. BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC, loan subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:34. Time now to check the forecast, and it's brought to you by, it looks like, me this morning.
A
relatively cloudy and warm election day across the region with temperatures today between 75 and 80. As the day goes on, we could see a shower or thunderstorm pop up. Chance of some showers and storms tonight. There could be some heavy downpours late, lows near 60. Showers, thunderstorms, they're possible tomorrow, turning noticeably cooler, 60 to 65. Showers end tomorrow night. It starts to clear, lows near 50. Mostly sunny, comfortable Thursday, a high around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I'm joined in the studio by a very special guest this morning, and it has to do with something that is kind of near and dear to my heart. It's the Texas Aggies go to war. I can't talk all of a sudden. And Brett Cornwall is here with us. How are you this morning?
Very good. Very excited about today.
This is really cool. It's called Texas Aggies Go to War, and it's part of a presentation that was basically built for a museum in Baston surrounding the Battle of the Bulge with five Aggies that survived going through with General Earl Rudder and through the rest of the war.
Close. It was done in Belgium, and what we've got is an entire project that basically has a museum aspect in Baston, Belgium, that will be in Belgium for
right.
2 years and returning to College Station after that. And then as part of that museum, there was a celebration for Memorial Day in Baston. Every year, the Belgians in Baston celebrate American Memorial Day to recognize and commemorate the sacrifices that were made by American soldiers to save them in World War II. And this year, that commemoration was done to tell the story of Texas Aggies fighting in the Battle of the Bulge and fighting in World War II. And we took a video of that celebration, and that video is going to be shown tonight at Rudder Theater at 8 p.m., and it's truly an amazing spectacle.
It's somewhere between Cirque du Soleil. I mean, it's absolutely remarkable. We sat in Mr. Down's office for the better part of 30 minutes being just awestruck at this thing.
You mentioned Cirque du Soleil. Keep in mind, this was the Belgians, the French-speaking part, the southern part of Belgium, so the little Cirque du Soleil aspect to it. And the gentleman who put it on actually put on the opening ceremonies of some of the European World Games this year. So it looks exactly like you would expect, like an opening to an Olympic ceremony. It's that kind of quality, that kind of scale, telling the story of Texas A&M, telling the story of Texas Aggies in a way that we've never seen, and in quite frankly, it's quite humbling to see them telling that story about us.
Without question, it is. How much of this is following, you know, Point de Hoc and Earl Rudder, then, you know, from D-Day coming up through and the rest of the soldiers?
Well, the story of the museum and what the Belgians are trying to do is they're trying to educate their young people, because for them, the war is not that far away. For us, it's black and white pictures, you know, thousands of miles away. For them, it's in their backyard.
They still have bullet-riddled cottages.
Absolutely. They can't dig a garden without calling ordnance disposal. And so for them, it's very current, and they want to make sure that that understanding of the sacrifices that Americans made is staying with the young people. And so they're telling the story of American sacrifices and American GIs through the eyes of five Aggies. And those five Aggies tell different aspects of the story, and those different aspects of the story not only tell different aspects of the story about World War II, but also tell different aspects about the American GI and Texas A&M, and how Texas A&M has changed from Texas AMC to Texas A&M University today.
Specifically, what was your involvement with this? It has turned into a gigantic project.
Exactly. And I guess I got lucky on being on the other end of the phone call. The most amazing thing about this project for me is this is not a Texas A&M system or a Texas A&M University idea. This is a Belgian idea. I do a lot of work in Belgium. I manage commercialization for the Texas A&M system, and I do a lot of business in Belgium. And we've had my Belgian colleague here at Texas A&M 25, 30 times over the course of 10 years, and he has fallen in love with Texas A&M and the spirit of Aggieland. And when he was in Baston, Belgium, about 18 months ago, he learned that the city of Baston was redoing their museums for the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. And he said, why don't you tell the story of Texas Aggies fighting in the Battle of the Bulge? And from that question...
And at that point, you had, oh, yeah, okay.
I wasn't in the room. All of this is happening in Baston.
Okay.
He pitches the idea to the museum people in Baston, and they say, well, what's Texas A&M? What's an Aggie? And he tells a story about Texas A&M, gets them excited about the story. And ultimately, it grows into this museum project that turns into about a $1.5 million project. He comes up with half the money on the Belgian side, and then he calls me and says, Brett,
This is already in the works.
Would it be okay if we told this story? And if we could come up with the money on our side, we could make it happen. And so I approached Chancellor Sharp, and Chancellor Sharp immediately stepped forward and brought support from the A&M system. And then the communities, Bryan and College Station, brought support as well to help fund this project, because it's going to be in Bastogne for 2 years and then return to the community. So it's going to tell the story of Texas A&M. It's going to tell the story of the community and tell that story in a way that, quite frankly, we would never tell ourselves. And that's what's so compelling. This is the Belgians telling the story of Texas A&M.
We're visiting with Brett Conwell with the A&M. Are you with the A&M system? Is that correct?
A&M system, correct.
Okay. And Texas Aggies go to war. What in the museum specifically that you know that they're putting in really surprised you or you didn't know?
Almost everything.
Oh, really?
Obviously, I'm interested in history. I know the story of the Battle of the Bulge. I certainly knew the story of General Rutter at Pointe du Hoc. And when we started pulling together the stories of the individuals that would be highlighted in the museum, there was something that I learned about every one of them. General Rutter, everybody knows Pointe du Hoc, or should know Pointe du Hoc, but what most people don't realize is the role that he played in the Battle of the Bulge. Commanded, I think, a division on the southern flank of the Battle of the Bulge. Was, in fact, personally decorated by the King of Belgium for his actions in the Battle of the Bulge. If you read the book about Rutter, the author of that book says what he did in the Battle of the Bulge was more important to the war effort than what he did at Pointe du Hoc.
Really?
Really. And so you hear those kinds of stories about somebody that you thought you knew, but you learn a deeper story. Willie Pena is another one of the Aggies that's highlighted. Willie Pena, I didn't know Willie Pena's name before this project. Willie Pena fought through the Battle of the Bulge and lost his leg to a landmine in Schlieden, Germany in March of 1945. And Willie has that unfortunate luck of being the last casualty in his company.
Oh, no kidding.
And so Willie comes back to America and spends 2 years in rehab. And out of that experience, comes back to A&M, completes his architectural degree, joins a small architectural firm, and helps to grow that architectural firm to one of the largest in the world. Is a nationally known, world-known architect. And Willie Pena is still alive. And I've had the great fortune of interviewing and getting to know Mr. Pena.
And he'll be here later on today.
He'll be here tonight for the showing of this video at Rutter Theater at 8 p.m., which is free and open to the public. And so Willie Pena is going to be one of the special guests that's there. Joe Rout, football stadium's on Joe Rout Boulevard.
That's one of the things, as you look through this list of names, how many of the roads that you drive on every day that you're like, yeah, it's Joe Rout.
Looks
and
familiar.
And then you figure out what these men did.
Exactly. And Joe Rout, we see the football stadium on Joe Rout Boulevard. Joe Rout was an All-American football player here at A&M in the late 30s, had an opportunity to play in pro football, but decided he didn't want to go north and stayed south, working in Brenham, Texas for a concrete company. Goes to war at the age of 30 in the Battle of the Bulge. Joe Rout, like so many Americans, stayed in Europe because he was killed in the Battle of the Bulge. And so through Joe Rout, we tell the story of all those Americans that made the ultimate sacrifice, and not only tell that story about that particular event, but also tell the story about that impact on his family, the impact on his loved ones at home. I've had the opportunity of meeting and getting to know Joe Rout's widow, who is still alive, Marilyn Rout Thomason, wonderful woman. And she described for me how on VE Day, Victory Europe Day, she's sitting on her front porch, there's fireworks, a parade in the street, everybody's celebrating in the street, and she considered herself on that day the saddest woman in America because Joe wasn't coming
right
home. And so we tell that story about those kinds of sacrifices that have been made. General Hollingsworth, if you go to the Quad, you see James Francis Hollingsworth's mm-hmm. statue there. He was a tank commander under George Patton, was part of that group coming up through the southern flank of the Battle of the Bulge.
After they had turned around and come some 300 miles to re-engage the Germans.
Exactly. And so Lieutenant Hollingsworth at the time, was part of that effort. And General Hollingsworth, what's really interesting about him, telling this different aspect of the story, is he stayed in the military after the war. He didn't come home. He continued to fight for freedom across Korea, in Vietnam. Ultimately became one of the top decorated veterans out of Texas A&M, one of the top 10 decorated military people in U.S. history. And he played that role there in the Battle of the Bulge.
So a lot of the lineage stems from right here in college before it was even College Station.
Absolutely. And that's one of the most amazing things about this.
this museum and what the people in Belgium are doing. They are telling the story because they came here to Texas A&M and recognized the Aggie spirit, saw what Texas A&M is really about. And we tell that story, I think, most poignantly through Turney Leonard, and I think most pointedly through Turney Leonard. Most people know who Turney Leonard is. If you've been through the MSC, you've seen his Medal of Honor.
Right.
Turney Leonard's one of our Medal of Honor awardees or honorees here at the university. He was killed in Kammerscheid, Germany, during the Battle of the Hürtgen Forest, just before the Battle of the Bulge. And if you go to the MSC, you read his award citation, and it talks about all the wonderful things that he did, the heroic things that he did, leading his men in combat, being grievously wounded in his right arm, being taken to a first aid station at the front lines, ultimately that first aid station being overrun by the Germans, and he's never seen again. Lost to history.
Right.
Awarded the Medal of Honor posthumously. And so in the museum, not only will we tell that story of incredible heroism, but we tell the continuing story of Turney Leonard, because what a lot of people don't know is after the war, about 2 years after the war, there was a young German in Kammerscheid, Germany, hired by the American and German military to clean up all the waste of war around the battlefield.
Okay.
So he's cleaning up helmets, belt buckles, bayonets, and stuff like that, and taking them away. And he's keeping what he thinks are interesting things for himself as
like
souvenirs.
Like you would, sure.
Yeah, souvenirs. Well, this kid puts all these souvenirs in a box, puts the box up in the attic, and promptly forgets about it. 56 years later, his son-in-law, a German military officer, Captain Lossner, is asking his now elderly father-in-law, what did you see in Kammerscheid during the war? What did you see during the Battle of the Hürtgen Forest? And as if a light goes on in his head, he says, hey, I've got a box up in the attic.
Oh, wow.
And he pulls down the box.
Holy cow.
And this young German military officer looks in the box, and he sees what he expects, helmets, belt buckles, bayonets, and a golden ring. He pulls out that ring, and it's an Aggie ring.
No kidding.
He looks
from
inside.
The arm that was grievously injured.
Turney Leonard's ring.
No kidding.
And so that was in 2000.
That's so cool.
And Captain Lossner didn't really know what the ring was, took it to a NATO officer, and NATO officer immediately recognized it as a Texas A&M ring. They call Texas A&M, I don't know, 1-800-TEXAS A&M, call Texas A&M, says, I have this ring and I need to return it. And, you know, that's a common call.
Sure.
And they say, well, okay, well, tell me about the ring. Well, it's class of 42. Class of what? What's the name inside? Leonard Turney Leonard? You have Turney Leonard's ring?
So somebody obviously knew from this. Holy mackerel.
And so, you know, he said, yeah, where should I mail it? He said, sir, you're not going to mail that. You're going to bring that ring to Texas A&M. And he says, I don't think you understand. I'm an active duty military officer. I can't just leave. He says, sir, we'll take care of that. A few hours later, a couple of calls to the Pentagon to NATO, and he gets a call from his commanding officer informing him he now has leave. And he is,
congratulations, you're going to America.
You are coming to Texas A&M. And within 6 days of finding the ring, he returns that ring to Turney Leonard's living brother in College Station at the Corps in a ring return ceremony on Veterans Day of 2000. And so with Turney Leonard, we tell the story of the Aggie ring and what the Aggie ring means to these guys that were fighting in the battle and what the Aggie ring means to people today. And we tell the story of the Aggie spirit and what Texas A&M means to people. Because one of the interesting postscripts to that story is not only did the German officer return the ring, but what he saw at Texas A&M when he was here for that brief period of time in 2000 changed his perceptions about America, changed his perceptions about Texas A&M, because he'd never heard of us. And
well, where's he been?
His son is now at Texas A&M.
No kidding.
And he'll get his ring next year.
Awesome.
And so the whole museum is an amazing project that without the support of Chancellor Sharp, without the support of the mayors of Bryan and College Station and the community, would not have happened. And what is being shown tonight at Rudder Theater is a video of the celebration that was held in Bastogne, Belgium on Memorial Day of this year, highlighting the museum, Texas Aggies Go to War. It's an absolutely amazing, as you described it, a Cirque du Soleil type event.
In olive drab.
It's amazing. And the most amazing and humbling thing to me about it is the story that the Belgians are telling about Texas A&M.
We're visiting with Brett Cornwell, and from that take from them, what did you see coming from them looking back at us? Because, I mean, you live and walk around it every single day.
I think the thing that struck me the most is anybody that's been in this community for 10 days has heard the saying, from the inside looking out, you can't explain it. From the outside looking in, you can't understand it. What this project has shown me, that is wrong.
People get it.
The Belgians came here, the museum people came here, the business people came here, and they understood that Texas A&M was a special place, because the origin of this story was not because somebody knew about Earl Rudder or knew about Francis Hollingsworth or knew about Joe Rout. They knew about Texas A&M. They knew about the military history. They knew about the traditions of today. They knew that Texas A&M was a special place, and they wanted to honor that and honor American sacrifices and Aggie sacrifices. And so for me, that's been the most telling thing. We like to think that Texas A&M and College Station is a special place. It is. And that's what this project has shown me.
That's awesome. So when does everything kick off tonight? If somebody wants to come down and watch this presentation.
So this is a free showing tonight at 8 p.m. at Rudder Theater. And we'll have some very special guests there at the showing. Willie Pena, class of 42. Marilyn Rout Thomason, Joe Rout's widow, and five generations of Joe Rout's family will be there. We'll have Sebastian Lossner, the son of the German military officer that returned Tony Leonard's ring.
Who's actually going to school here.
Who is now a student, and he's waiting anxiously for his ring. And then we'll also have, I believe, all of the children of General Rudder will be there as well. So we'll have a number of very special guests. We'll also have the Belgian Trade Commissioner from Houston in town. Billy Hamilton will be representing the chancellor and the A&M system. And so it's going to be a very special night, and I sure hope that we have a full room to honor these guys. I've seen this video 20, 30 times, and honestly, I tear up every time, different parts and for different reasons. And I can promise you, there is nothing like seeing this video in a theater-like environment, surrounded by other people that care. It is powerful.
It's spectacular is what it is.
And in fact, that's what it was called. It was called Spectacle de Maurisson in Belgium when it was done. It is spectacular, and it is humbling. That was the word that so many Aggies say. When they see the video, they are humbled by what the Belgians are doing for us, the story that they are telling for us. It's amazing.
So it all starts at 8 o'clock tonight. Make your way down to the MSC so you can get into Rudder and check things out. Will the MSC be open so people can walk around and look at some of the other stuff maybe before or after?
MSC is open all the time. And so you can go through the MSC. You can actually read for yourself the citation from Tony Leonard. You can walk outside Rudder Theater, see the statue of James Earl Rudder, and see all of his decorations there. You can walk over to the quad and see the statue of General Hollingsworth, and you're going to be on Joe Rout Boulevard. And so you're going to be right in the middle of all of it.
Kind of encompass everything.
Exactly.
Sir, it's been my pleasure. This is really, really neat. Thank you for all that you're doing with it as well.
Thank you.
It is 8:53 here at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Hi, I'm Mike Sutherland. Let me tell you the clear difference between me and my opponent and his big money supporters. I want to build a town where Walmart wants to pay to move here, not pay Walmart $5 million to move here. I want to build a town where a hotel wants to pay the city to build here, not pay the hotel $10 million to entice them to build here. I want to build a town where the golf course, parks, and green space are preserved, not bulldozed like my opponent and his friends want to do. I'm Mike Sutherland, and I'd like your vote for Bryan City Council.
Paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tennessee.
Sutherland, treasurer.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:54. Time to check the weather forecast, brought to us by Norma G. Tractor.
Shower, thunderstorm may pop up as the day goes on. We'll be contending with cloudiness throughout the day, high 75 to 80. There's a better chance for showers and thunderstorms across the region tonight. Lows are going to fall back close to 60. Showers and thunderstorms continue into tomorrow, only 60 to 65. Then tomorrow night it starts to clear, lows near 50. We'll have a sunny day on Thursday, and the highs on Thursday will be up around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You guys there?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I was listening to that whole entire thing. That was...
Sorry, man. I geek out on that too.
That was awesome. I was too.
Have you seen the video?
No, I haven't seen the video.
Okay. If you get a chance, and I know you're incredibly busy because there's always a bunch of stuff going on when we're doing sports, but the video is absolutely remarkable. It literally is the opening ceremonies of the Olympics meets Cirque du Soleil meets an Aggie football game.
Wow.
We sat in Mr. Down's office because he got like a preview of it, and right. We were just riveted.
Well, was he interviewed for part of that? Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
This was something.
It was for a French.
Yes, I think that is correct. Yeah. But the whole thing is just absolutely fascinating. And really and truly, if you get a chance, go check it out. Everybody has their little geek out things, and I'm kind of a World War II historian. So when they started talking about the Battle of Bulge and Bastogne and all that, I was like, okay, I'm in. Yeah, bring him in. We'll do the interview.
I really want to go to that tonight, actually.
It's absolutely fascinating if you get a chance. So let's reset a little bit as we've been going about 110 miles an hour. Have you ever thought about being a singer as we completely change gears?
In my own mind, yes.
Okay, I can't sing. I'm embarrassed even to sing at church.
I can't sing either. That's a problem.
But according to a new study, anybody can develop, and I quote, a great voice through training. Justin Stoney is the founder of the New York Vocal Coaching Society in New York City, says, quote, the voice can be trained to do just about anything. The evidence that you really apply good technique, just about everyone can sing well. Musical training is a science, not an art. Hmm. Now, they say you're not going to be Luther Vandross, but, you know, it's like training like Michael Jordan does.
Right.
If you train your voice to use it, you can.
Well, I mean, that's why voice coaches get paid for, you know, and you've got professionals that still take classes and things like that.
Oh, certainly.
To improve and hone their skill.
I love this. A guy got dumped just before his trip around the world.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
So now he's trying to find Elizabeth Gallagher. He needs the exact same name so that matches on the ticket. And he's going to take this girl instead of the one that dumped him.
Boom. So he had to have the exact same name, I guess? Yeah, there's no way you can change
it. I would assume there is. I just think he was more taking a shot at her.
Oh.
I can replace you with somebody just like you.
Well, I don't know if I'd want to be, you know.
The Wall Street Journal did this one this morning, and I kind of dug it up because I wanted to find out more. This couple had built up so many frequent flyer miles, they invited their friends and family onto a Southwest Airlines flight, 30 of them.
Jeez.
And got married on the airplane using the public address system in the plane.
That's pretty cool.
And through the course of the presentation, the person doing the ceremony said, and if anybody has any objections to these two getting married, please press your call button now.
Or take a jump out the plane.
Yeah, well, I think they did it on the ground because they...
Okay.
But can you imagine having so many frequent flyer miles that you've just decided, yeah, I'm going to pay for all of my friends. Now, I don't know if they were flying from like Dallas to Houston or anything like that, but it was obviously enough to bring everybody on board.
That's pretty neat.
I thought so too. We're about ready to run out of time, but I found this one fascinating as somebody that has one leg longer than the other, which compromises your balance on occasion. Vibrating shoes could fix that. New research from Harvard and the Beth Israel Medical Center in Boston say vibrating insoles help older patients keep their balance by providing the feet with sensory input at all time.
Hmm.
The study published in the Archives of Physics and Medicine, Rehabilitation, et cetera, said the sensation is a common problem, especially for elderly people. New York Magazine's Science of Us blog says the vibrating insoles are the first invention found to help reverse sensory loss in the feet, which then increases your balance.
I have the opposite problem. I have phantom vibrations in my pocket from my phone when it's not even there.
Yeah, I've had that too.
Bizarre.
I've had
always
that
thinking
too.
People want to call you. At least people call you.
Yeah.
It is 8:41. Thanks for spending time with us this morning. We're going to wrap things up here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. College Station Bryan.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999.